Time now for a look at local news on WBKV. A child sex offender who volunteered to work at a haunted house in Washington County has been placed on probation for 5 years. 36-year-old Andy W. Hawthorne of West Bend was apparently recognized by an off-duty police officer when he removed his mask to try to calm down a scared child. Under a plea agreement, Hawthorne pleaded guilty to one felony charge of being a sex offender working with children. Two other charges were dismissed. Because he's a registered sex offender, Hawthorne cannot work or volunteer around children younger than 16. Hawthorne said he volunteered at the haunted house to perform community service that was ordered by a municipal court. There is no indication that Hawthorne behaved improperly while he was volunteering. Judge James Muehlbauer withheld sentence yesterday. That means if Hawthorne violates his probation rules, he could end up in prison. Online records indicate that Hawthorne was convicted of second-degree sexual assault of a child in Milwaukee County in 2002. A 19-year-old West Bend woman is scheduled to appear in Washington County Court this morning for arraignment on charges she had sexual contact with a 14-year-old girl. According to the criminal complaint, Corinne E. Springer had sexual contact with the girl in March, April, and May of this year. She is charged with 3 counts of sexual assault of a child under 16. Each count carries a maximum of 40 years in prison. Springer has been released on a $10,000 signature bond. As a condition of bond, she is forbidden to have any contact with girls under 18. A 33-year-old West Bend man arrested in July for fleeing officers after an alleged physical altercation with his girlfriend is due in Washington County Court this afternoon. Dennis E. Mulkentine of West Bend allegedly pushed the woman to the ground, breaking her glasses and a window. Another man who attempted to intervene was allegedly punched in the face by Mulkentine. He fled the scene in a vehicle before police arrived. When police caught up, he reportedly parked the vehicle and ran. When he was arrested, police determined he was intoxicated. He is charged with his fourth OWI offense, battery, disorderly conduct, fleeing an officer, and operating after revocation. A plea agreement is expected. Staffing issues inside the Washington County Sheriff's Department get the blame for the elimination of the DARE program in 11 elementary schools for the spring semester. Sheriff Dale Schmidt notified school principals earlier this month. As of right now, there are only 3 deputies that could cover 18 classes at 11 schools. The city of West Bend is looking for this year's Business of the Year. This is the second time the award will be presented. More information can be found at the Department of Development in West Bend City Hall. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.